hear that?
Yeah. Hey, you gotta challenge yourself, Johnny. That's the only way you're ever gonna get better.
Okay, so you aim straight for the heart, try to avoid the shoulder blades, and it should be a quick, clean kill. Okay, so don't overthink it. You know what to do, just aim and shoot. Look, don't worry. It took me a long time to get my first big one. You just need more practice.
We've only been here 5 minutes.
Yeah, but look at her. She broke away from the group. Guy saw her alone, felt confident. Made his move.
It must be serious.
Ladies, this is Brad, a real FBI agent.
Really?
Really.
No way.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. What's it like at Quantico?
It's quite impressive.
What department are you in?
That's classified.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Must be really tough keeping all those secrets.
You know, it's a skill like anything else. Carpenters are good at building stuff, measuring. FBI is good at keeping secrets and kicking criminal ass.
Wow. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, do you have to carry your gun and badge with you everywhere you go?
Affirmative.
Can we see it?
See what?
Your badge.
Please.
I'm sorry, that's...
Classified.
Tell me, Brad, does it look anything like this?
This?
Or maybe this?
Criminal ass.
Wow.
Tough job.
Agent Jarrell.
Lady, you are officially in my top eight. I'm so blogging about this later. Link me.
Sorry, ladies.
A year ago, victims and their vehicles disappeared from Washington State. They were found over 200 miles away in the remote woods of Idaho. Courtney Jacobs, 24, and Shane Everett, 25. Autopsy revealed similar entry and exit wounds through the chest.
Ballistics?
No bullets were found.
It looks like they were out there for a long time before they were killed.
At least 6 or 7 days.
What happened in that week?
I don't want to know.
Look at the way they're dressed. They didn't voluntarily go into the woods like that.
Yeah, neither did this man. Found yesterday with similar wounds. There's still no ID.
Okay, so I'm going to look for missing persons in Washington.
Look everywhere. We don't know where this victim came from. We only know where he ended up.
Kills both males and females.
Victims are found with their clothes on. No degradation. No experimentation. Doesn't look like he's interested in either.
A serial killer with no sexual preference?
That'd be a first.
Broken nose and barks embedded in his face. Looks like he ran into a tree.
How do you miss a huge tree?
Too busy looking behind you.
None of these are defensive wounds.
Courtney Jacobs' hands are torn up.
Shane Everett's only got one shoe on. It's like he ran out of the other one.
He sustained numerous injuries and just kept going.
Only one thing you run that hard for. Your life.
Wilderness is another man's theme park. Author unknown.
Transporting young, fit victims from Washington to Idaho poses huge risks.
Must have a good reason to chance getting pulled over or have the victims escape.
It says here that every year 100 or so people go missing in Idaho's wilderness. With millions of acres to cover, a third of them are never found.
Sounds like the reason as to why this place.
Well, it offers privacy and the possibility the body will never be recovered.
An area this remote and rugged suggests that the offender's more comfortable in the woods. Something like a second home.
My grandfather retired to the French Alps. He lived there till he died. There was a good 10-year stretch where he didn't come down off the mountain. He had no running water, no electricity, and his food, supplies, everything, all of it came from the land.
You spent a lot of time up there?
Yeah, whenever we were in France, which was a lot.
Guess who's getting a gold star?
Oh, that'd be you, baby girl, if you got some good news for us.
Well, I started my missing person search in Spokane County, and once you know there's been 10 in the last 5 years, all in their early 20s. And isn't this interesting? It's always in the spring, and their cars are never recovered. And fret not, I'm looking for the cars, too.
Anything else?
Local PD identified the latest victim through dental records. His name's Alex Harris, and he's from Washington.
Where was he last seen?
Family statements say he was traveling to work in Spokane, and both victims last year were traveling outside of Spokane, too.
All victims headed to the city.
And none of them reached their destination.
Garcia?
Already on it. There are 4 major roadways into Spokane. Highways 395, 195, and Highway 2. Ew. There's also Interstate 90.
Were there any police reports or roadside assistance calls from those highways?
You're going to know that as soon as I do.
Okay, we've got 2 locations.
I'm happy to go to Idaho. Woods is like your second home, right, Press?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reed, why don't you go to Spokane? I could use the fresh air.
We'll touch base every couple of hours.
I'll call you when we get on the mountain.
We've got 2 male and 1 female victim, all about the same age, but from different socioeconomic backgrounds. The only thing they seem to have in common is they were traveling to the same city.
And broken bones. There's a hairline fracture in the wrist, a sprained ankle, and a broken nose. Also, early autopsy reports show soft, clean tissue damage and deep puncture wounds to the major organs.
Bullets flare out when they hit the body. It's got to be something else.
Whatever weapon was used cut completely through the front of the chest and went right out of the back. It's interesting, given the point of entry, that each victim has 2 wounds.
It's always 2.
Raymond Schaefer.
You must be Agent Terrell.
Nice to meet you. This is Special Agent Aaron Hotchner, Dr. Spencer Reed. This is Sheriff Raymond Schaefer.
Well, I see you're getting settled.
Thank you for the space.
Well, thank you for flying out.
Has Alex Harrison's family been notified yet?
Not yet. Parents were divorced. He lived with his father. I was waiting for your unit to arrive. Did you use the company?
I'm happy to come along. Hotch, will you notify?
Thanks.
It's your first notification, Sheriff.
Is it that obvious?
I can give you a few tips.
I just got this promotion. And the sheriff I replaced retired after 30 years. So I got big shoes to fill. I'm just happy deaths in our county are down.
Believe me, it never gets easy. This father's worst nightmare is about to come true.
How was the drive up the mountain?
Before or after the flat tire.
That good, huh? I'm the head ranger, Lizzie Evans.
Hi, Agent Prentice. This is Agent Morgan. Agent Gideon's still in town.
You must be exhausted from the trip, but we need to keep moving. We want to be out of here by nightfall.
Then, by all means, after you.
Yes?
Sir, are you Timothy Harrison?
Is this about Alex?
Politely ask them to sit and be prepared for a physical reaction. I once had a woman faint and hit her head, and I had to give her the news a second time at the hospital. That wasn't fun.
Mr. Harrison, can we sit down?
If you don't mind, I'd like to stand.
Sir, I wish I didn't have to tell you this, but we've found your son, Alex, in the Boise National Forest.
So he's okay?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Harrison, but Alex wasn't alive when we found him.
Denial is the first emotion, so be prepared to explain to them how you know that this is their child.
This is a mistake. Alex doesn't know anyone in Idaho. How do you even know it's him?
Sir, when you file a missing persons report, you gave us access to his dental records.
You're lying.
Be gentle. Allow yourself to show emotion. It'll validate what the family's feeling.
First rule on the police force, Agent Terrell, no crying.
God, tell me this isn't true. I'll do anything.
Please help me.
We can't imagine what you're going through, Mr. Harrison.
He's all I've got, my boy. Don't you understand?
I do.
Oh, sir, we're investigating Alex's death as a possible homicide. Murder?
We were hoping that maybe you could answer some questions.
Alex was the best whiteout the Huskies had seen in years. He was physical, strong. He had great instincts. After graduation, he wanted a career. Didn't want to be known as a jock. This can't be happening. I need to call Alex's mother.
Of course. We'll stay here until your family arrives.
How long have you been a ranger?
5 years now, but I've lived in these woods my whole life.
Growing up out here, help you do your job?
Look around. Do you see or hear anything right now?
No.
No.
There's a black bear about 25 yards to your right. How long before we're able to do that? Depends on how well you use your instincts.
Well, this gives new meaning to the word remote.
Yeah, it'd be awfully hard to find this location if you weren't familiar with the area. There must only be a handful of people who know the terrain well enough to survive.
Boot tracks. They're the same tread, but they're different sizes.
Well, there's at least two people that know this terrain.
Okay, so this is where Alex Harrison's body was found. Morgan, from this particular spot, there are areas of higher ground that look down to where the victim died.
Yeah, I got a perfect view of you through the trees right here.
Those are basic tactics that hunters use. They use vantage points to watch their prey. If these are tactics that hunters use...
They were precise enough to cover each other and take out their prey at the same time. If both victims had two wounds, could be one for each offender.
I think we know how Alex Harrison died.
If you think this guy looks bad, you should see the driver. He needed 10 stitches. You better hurry. All the groups are filling up. You like the challenge of a bear, don't you?
Actually, I prefer picking up my meat at a grocery store.
Oh, you're one of those, huh? Better be careful out there, because in 3 days, it's going to get busy as hell up on our mountain.
Hunting season?
Yeah, ever since somebody wrote about us in some fancy travel magazine, we've got loads of tourists migrating up here.
I was going to take out an animal anywhere from 100 to 200 pounds. What type of weapon would I use?
A shotgun and a compound bow are the tops, but buckshot can be a bit messy. I love arrows. It can completely penetrate the body of a small animal. It's the most effective kill.
Arrows.
Archie. Hold on a minute. Put you on speaker.
Hunting season officially opens in 3 days.
Does it look like the victim's wounds could be from an arrow?
Whatever punctured the organs had to be long enough to penetrate the chest and mimic a .22 caliber bullet, so... yeah, it's possible.
I think these victims are being caught, taken to the woods, and hunted. Like wild animals.
Not again. Come on, Ruby. Come on, baby. 3 more miles. Damn it. Hey, hello? Hey, I called before. My car's broken down for good. Highway 2? Can you hear me?
need some help, Liz.
So I started pulling hunting licenses.
We should narrow down the suspect list before you dive in.
Well, what else are we looking for?
You're about to find out.
We're looking for at least two offenders in good physical condition.
You have to be fit to make it through this terrain.
And nobody would go that deep into the woods without backup.
Killing teams are like most partnerships. One weak, the other strong.
These men haven't exhibited any sexual interest in their victims, so they're either developmentally prepubescent.
Or they could be related. Immediate relatives wouldn't discuss sexual encounters, let alone perform them in front of each other.
If they are related, they could have an us versus them mentality. Their bond will be unbreakable because it's all they know.
Most hunters put animals out of their misery. Men we're looking for, they don't show any mercy.
These guys take pleasure in watching their casualties die a slow death.
Every spring for the past 5 years, people have gone missing. We think the killers wait for their prey to migrate through these woods.
Courtney Jacobs, Shane Everett, and Alex Harrison were all healthy, smart adults who survived for days by following their instincts.
They found themselves in the middle of nowhere. They were either approached in a way that wasn't threatening,
or the offenders waited for a moment of weakness. Perfect time to attack.
These particular hunters are very seasoned, they're very efficient. It's no surprise that they've chosen a weapon to be a compound bow. It requires the utmost precision, and it provides them with a challenge every time.
Like the trophy hunter, these men, they plan their killings with care. They decide the type of victims they want, how and where they want to kill them, and with what weapon.
Hunting is their sport. Humans are their targets.
Use every hunter's instinct in your bodies. Good luck.
Yeah, Garcia. They were buying their weapons close to home. We need a list of hunting stores in Spokane County. Let me call you back.
You should hear this. The newspaper said the FBI was here investigating those homicides.
I didn't know where else to go when Bobby didn't show up for a call.
When was the last time you talked to her?
Yesterday. She was going to stay with me before this big job interview in Spokane. She was really excited about it. So when she didn't show up, I knew in my gut that something was wrong. I was the one that convinced her to stay with me, and now...
This isn't your fault.
Okay.
Should we get some fresh air?
She's only been missing since last night. You sure it's related?
I'm not going to wait to find out. I'm going to fax this to Gideon.
It's been 3 days since they killed Alex Harrison. Why'd they take another victim so soon?
This is their hunting season.
And they can't waste any time. Only 2 days before it gets crowded around here. They won't have any more privacy.
If Bobby Baird is their next victim, she could be on her way.
This is Evans. I need roadblocks now.
Copy that.
Good man, it reminds me of Uncle Joe.
Whoa, we got a live one.
Get away from me.
Get it out.
There you go. Are you done?
What are you doing?
Nobody can hear you.
You gotta save your strength.
What the hell do you want from me?
You wanna have some fun? Good. You wanna tell her? Fun.
cell phone connections were both to 911. Looks like each call only lasted a couple of seconds before they dropped out. She was on Highway 2.
It's a dead zone for cell phones.
Any idea what the trouble was?
No. Cruiser was dispatched to check it out, but by the time he got there, there was no sign of her or her car. And speaking of vanishing vehicles, I'm still looking for Alex Harrison's.
We're standing in the middle of 3 million acres. She could be anywhere. We've only got 2 murder sites miles apart. There's no pattern yet.
Both sites are low-lying. They can be tracked from above.
Maybe there are blinds built into the trees, or at least access to them.
With good vantage points, they could see their prey for miles.
Why do we have to bring all this stuff? Anyone had a beanie weenie?
We're not 10 anymore.
Help me! Help me! Help! They're coming!
Who?
There's 2 guys. They're trying to kill me. Oh, my God.
Where did that...
Joel! Run!
Go! Go! Go!
She ran a lot faster than I thought.
Yeah, well, now it's gonna get fun.
About what happened to your friends, okay?
Our friends are dead. And those guys chasing you weren't after us.
It doesn't look like it mattered much to them, did it?
Look, all I know is if she's around, we could be next.
What are we supposed to do? Leave her for those maniacs?
Well, I don't know who she is. What if she did something to them?
2 psychos abducted me. All right, next thing I know, I'm running for my life in the woods.
That's your story.
All right, look. We're gonna lose daylight. We got 2 choices. We can either stick together or we go our own way. We should stick together.
What? You just be sure to keep a good distance between us.
Hey, instead of referring to me as she and you, try using my first name.
I don't want to know your name. If anything else happens, I don't want to feel like I ever knew you at all.
What have you got?
There are 3 stores outside Spokane that sell the exact type of arrows you were looking for, and before you ask, of course I've already sent the addresses to your handheld.
Garcia, you're the man.
Oh no, you're the man.
Do you keep records to document who buys hunting arrows?
After a week, we only keep receipts if they pay by credit card.
You get a lot of repeat business up here, don't you?
Every year, people get their ammo and supplies here before heading up to the mountains.
Groups of men, like fathers and sons?
Sure. Jen, I ask you, gentlemen, why is this a police matter?
We're looking for 2 men, possibly related. You might remember them because one always does all the talking, and the other would become very uncomfortable if you spoke to him.
It'd be even worse if that person were a female.
Well, there are these 2 brothers that have been coming here for years. They got some supplies here a few days ago. The younger one's so painfully shy, it's almost sweet. I mean, after all these years, he still hasn't warmed up to me. Their uncle was a quiet man, and he passed away some time ago.
You find a receipt?
Well, they paid in cash.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm pretty sure their name was Mulford. I think their uncle's name was Joe.
Thank you very much.
I'll call Garcia. Garcia, I need everything you have on a man named Joseph Mulford.
Hey, it says here Joseph Mulford was convicted of multiple assault and batteries. He owned a service station, but it changed hands when he passed away. He gave it to his nephews, Carl and John Mulford.
I don't have to ask where it's located, do I?
No, you don't. But since you did, gorgeous gray matter, I'll have you know I'm pulling it up right now. And a computer says... Well...
What is it?
That service station. It's located on Highway 2.
Let me guess, close to where the victims went missing?
Bullseye. Still no sign of Bobby Baird. Search teams are in until morning.
We're running out of time.
It's getting dark. I don't know what else we can do.
Well, you never know how someone's going to react when they're forced into circumstances like this. If Bobby's still alive, we just have to hope she's found a safe place for the night.
Just stay close. It'll keep us warm.
Did you hear that?
Why'd you turn up the light so they can't see us?
It's probably just an animal or something.
Well, something's not good.
whatever that noise is, it's right behind us.
The footsteps are too late to be them. If they are that close, they'd just shoot us.
Look at them. They look pretty scared. We should take them now.
No. We'll wait until first light. It's more fun when they're not expecting it.
All right.
We've got a missing persons report. Two couples camping over the weekend didn't show up for work, and they didn't check out with the Rangers. I'll organize a search and rescue.
Where was their campsite?
Several miles from where Alex Harrison's body was found.
Do we think there's a connection?
Well, if these hunters are looking for more challenges, absolutely. Let's go.
Still not open. How convenient. Take a look around.
Clear.
It's a Mustang.
Same make and model as Bobby Baird. These are definitely our guys.
No animal did this.
That depends on your definition of animal.
Looks like somebody shredded it with a knife. All the supplies have been dumped, not eaten.
Want to make sure if anyone found their way back here. Everything would be worthless.
Blood on the ground, two spots, here and there.
Hey, guys, we've got blood over here, too.
Okay, if I'm standing right up there, this is wide open. But I got a clear shot at these victims. It would explain all the blood on the ground.
What about over here?
Another clear shot. So what do we think happened?
Two pools of blood, I say two victims. Could be the campers.
Well, the question is, where are they now? Who's that?
They've already got one victim in these woods. Why'd they attack this couple?
Well, maybe they had to. Bobby Bear's their target. If she ran towards voices, she had to come right through this camp.
These people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. They weren't supposed to die.
Just got in the way.
Hotch found Bobby Bear's car at Mulford Service Station.
Hiding them in plain sight.
It's run by two brothers.
You heard of the Mulfords?
We go by first name basis around here. But you tell me what they're driving, my people will find it.
Oh! Did you see that?
Look at me. Come on, punch it in. Help me stop it.
There you go. Hey, did you get your first buck?
We gotta go. I cannot leave him out here alone. Come on, Heather. Come on. Why can't you sleep?
Go.
Come on.
Go.
We gotta go.
Go.
Come on.
Come on, it's too easy.
Come on, girl. Come on. Come on.
So what'd they do? Just patrol the highway looking for broken down cars?
We've got a 210 in progress.
Picked up dispatches.
Hey, Hotch. See this.
Hey, what color was Alex Harrison's car?
It was blue. Why? I think we found it, along with some others.
All of these have cars.
We're looking at a lot more victims.
I got at least three sets of footprints here.
lose them in the pine needles.
They pick back up over here.
Okay, Evans, can we get your team to help us out?
Yeah, Bunting, help these agents follow the tracks.
You got it.
Everybody in before sundown.
Guys, look at this. First one expired in 1980.
Boys weren't even born yet.
The uncle must have started the killing, and the boys have continued the tradition.
What are you doing? I don't know where we're going. We can't just stop. Part of their game. They love the chase. As long as we're running, we're just giving them what they want.
We don't get the hell out of here right now. We're both gonna die.
Not necessarily.
Paul and John Mulford, 26 and 22, were orphaned as toddlers.
Abandonment issues.
State kept them together by finding the only living relative, their uncle. Raised his nephews completely off the grid. They never went to school.
No socialization other than the patrons of the station.
He was drafted in 1968.
He was only 18 years old. He was relieved from duty 2 years later, reports of hallucinations and delusions.
Boys were raised with no social compass by the only relative they ever knew.
Psychotic, possessed with bizarre beliefs, who taught them how to hunt and who to kill. Look at this. They've been hunting these woods their whole lives.
It's an orange sweater.
Okay. Johnny, look at me.
I found the IDs of Joel and Taylor Brouse, two of the missing campers.
Mary?
Yeah.
This is Agent Morgan. Go for Gideon.
Get in here. Where are you?
We followed the tracks for several miles, and now we can see something in the distance. Can you get to higher ground? You see it?
Smoke.
You warmed up. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. But you gotta be strong, okay? Right? Just a lot of blood. All right.
Oh, God, please don't do it.
I'm gonna go take care of that friend of ours. I'm gonna come back. I'll come back. We're gonna get you fixed up good as new. I promise.
Right through those trees.
There's a man laying next to it.
Could just be a couple campers.
Be prepared if it isn't.
FBI!
He's covered in blood.
We gotta get him out of here.
I'll call for an evac.
Son, can you hear me? My name's Jason Gideon. We're with the FBI.
We're gonna get you out of here. Okay? Can you hear me? Are you here alone? Over there.
Shot with an arrow.
There's a compound bow about 25 feet away from her body.
What? Well, the other victims were shot in the chest area. This boy has wounds in his lower abdomen.
You don't think he was shot with an arrow?
Looks like he was stabbed.
Son, are the men who did this to you still in the woods?
We have a team of FBI agents looking for him. It's all right. They got an order to shoot if necessary.
No,
it's okay.
No.
It's okay. It's okay. You are safe. You are safe here.
Don't shoot him.
He's fine.
There's your brother out there.
What's your name?
Johnny.
You need to tell us where Paul is before it's too late. Just tell me where he is. Tell me where he is.
About half a mile due east.
Let's go.
Like this.
They don't think like you and me.
like I had all the fun. British historian James Anthony Froude once said, "Wild animals never kill for sport. Man is the only one to whom the torture and death of his fellow creatures is amusing in itself."
You okay? I've never seen you look so,
quiet.
What's up?
Bobby Baird asked me a question sticking with me.
What was it?
She asked me how they could do it. How those men could hunt and kill people in the woods.
What'd you tell her?
That they don't think like we do. But the truth is that we do think like them.
Yeah, we do. Because it's our job. We need to know how it feels.
We hunt these people every day. The question is, how different are we? Us and them.